And now this is a dictation for Virginia Maitman, M-A-T-E-M-A-N, May 1643. Addresses a letter to Northwoods, N-O-R-T-H-W-O-O-D-S, Adolf Foster Care, 588-3007. Dear Sirs, at Northwood AFC facility, a video conference, Mrs. Maitman with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior anti-inflammatory exposure, last visit in January, no hospital visits, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, chronic incontinence without infection, cloudiness of blood. Bedridden, presently no physical therapy, no evidence of respiratory distress, has not required any oxygen, no documented purulent arterial hemoptysis, no documented localized pain or chest discomfort, does have arthritis, multiple areas including knees, no gross edema, ulcerations, she is not verbal, has dementia. In my understanding, daughter makes visits. Next paragraph, medication review. I'm going to highlight Depakote, Seroquel, anticoagulation with Coumadin, no blood pressure medicines. At the facility, blood pressure 124/70. She is awake, but is not verbal, does not appear to be in respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline for the last 3 years. Anemia 11.6, normal white blood cell platelet. There is a GFR of 33, stage 3B. I don't see electrolytes, calcium, phosphorus, albumin. That needs to be updated. Previously, electrolyte acid base was normal, albumin normal, calcium normal. Next paragraph. Plan, CKD stage 3B, no symptoms of uremia, respiratory distress, no chest pain to suggest pericarditis, next number dementia, next number anticoagulation for the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, next number incomplete testing, electrolyte, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, cell count, and kidney function needs to be done, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, prior kidney ultrasound without obstruction or urinary retention, follow-up over time, end of dictation.